Good morning. It's Monday, June 20th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Sacramento will be sunny with a high near 94 degrees. Tonight will be clear with a low around 64. Winds could be as high as 18 miles per hour. Let's start things off in Sacramento. Sacramento's four hospital systems teamed up with WellSpace Health to tackle a long-standing challenge for the region's homeless residents. Where can they go to get the conditions needed to recuperate after a hospital visit? As of this year, the answer is a spacious, well-lit center at 4990 Stockton Boulevard in Sacramento. Roughly 5 years in the making, this new recuperative care facility cost $9 million to acquire, renovate and furnish. The funds for the project came from Dignity Health, Kaiser Permanente, Sutter Health, UC Davis Health, government sources and loans that WellSpace took out. WellSpace has already begun taking patients for its 100 or so bed at the site. WellSpace has acquired a variety of bed types to meet patient needs, and there are closets where they can lock away personal possessions. The facility has a number of amenities for patients. They can access the internet on desktop computers, and there's a snack room where patients have access to items like soup, coffee, yogurt or fruit 24 hours a day. They also can gather in one of 7 day rooms to watch TV, play board games or read books. In more local news, the legendary Ronald Reagan House in the Fat 40s neighborhood of Sacramento will hit the market at just under $5 million, according to listing agent Kim Pacini-Hauk of RE/MAX Gold. Ronald and Nancy Reagan rented the Tudor-style residence in East Sacramento during his term as governor from 1967 to 1975. The four-bedroom, six-bathroom home has not been on the market for 22 years, Hauk said. Only five families have previously lived in the gorgeous English Tudor-style residence that is steeped in history. It sits on about a half acre of manicured landscaping and gardens, and spans nearly 7,000 square feet. Built in 1929 for the family of George Pollock, the contractor of the iconic Tower Bridge, the English Tudor-style home was designed by the notable Dean and Dean Architects, Hauk said Thursday. Moving on to state news. After 9 months in limbo, a bill that would decriminalize loitering for the purposes of prostitution has finally been sent to Governor Gavin Newsom for a signature. He has 12 days to either sign or veto it. The hotly contested Senate Bill 357 passed out of the legislature last September despite objections from law enforcement and some human trafficking support groups, as well as a few moderate Democratic lawmakers. While the bill does not decriminalize sex work, it does prevent police from using loitering laws to arrest suspected sex workers. Critics argue that the measure makes it harder for law enforcement to rescue vulnerable people from sex trafficking. The bill was sponsored by ACLU California Action, and has the support of groups including LGBTQ advocacy group Equality California and the Transgender Gender Variant and Intersex Justice Project. Senator Weiner's office notes that the loitering law is used by police to harass and discriminate against Black and Brown people, as well as LGBTQ people, particularly those in the transgender community. LGBTQ people and people of color are disproportionately more likely to be targeted by police violence, Weiner's office said in a statement. Transgender people are more than twice as likely to report physical assault by police and four times as likely to report sexual assault, while Black people are 3.5 times more likely than whites to be shot by police, the statement said. And lastly, in COVID news. The U.S. on Saturday opened COVID-19 vaccines to infants, toddlers and preschoolers. Pfizer's vaccine is for children 6 months to 4 years old and Moderna is for kids 6 months through 5 years old. The shots will become available this week, expanding the nation's vaccination campaign to children as young as 6 months. Advisors to the CDC recommended the vaccines for the littlest children, and the final sign-off came hours later from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the agency's director. The shots offer young children protection from hospitalization, death and possible long-term complications that are still not clearly understood, the CDC's advisory panel said. The government has already been gearing up for the vaccine expansion, with millions of doses ordered for distribution to doctors, hospitals and community health clinics around the country. Roughly 18 million kids will be eligible, but it remains to be seen how many will ultimately get the vaccines. Less than a third of children ages 5 to 11 have done so since vaccination opened up to them last November. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacb.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.